Obstacles to Progress in Production, address by Thomas Butter to the International Congress on Scientific Management of Work, Prague, the 2nd of August, 1924. Yesterday and today, speakers were unanimously expressing sympathy, enthusiasm, and agreement with production improvements discussed at this Congress. I have been an entrepreneur for exactly 30 years. 29 of them made me realize what great service to the present and future generation renders a man who introduces improvements and innovations to production. Therefore, already in my early youth, progress in production has become my life goal and ideal. This knowledge of many years made me realize that sympathy and agreement are not enough to achieve progress and improvement in production. Hard work and personal sacrifice of all people participating in the production are necessary. There are practically no enemies of progress in production, but many obstacles certainly exist. One of the more important ones is the fact that progress can be achieved only with full participation of all employees, which is rather difficult to achieve, particularly in large factories. It is quite natural and human that most people would like to keep all the benefits of progress for themselves, even before they start making the effort to achieve it. Piecework wage is one of the means which rewards an innovator of minor improvements in production, because it helps a worker to become a small entrepreneur through profits from his own output. However, a worker getting a piecework wage is often afraid that as soon as others will start working according to the improved method he invented, wages will become lower. This proves that egoism, which always was and will remain the principal motive to progress, can also block it. Great progress in production is based on minor improvements which often influence the entire working process. It is therefore useful that all employees, but particularly the owner himself, strive for progress. An owner should realize that he must reinvest profits resulting from improved production methods and divide them evenly between employees, customers, and enterprise. Only an entrepreneur who understands that it is his duty to serve the interests of his employees and of the public will be trusted. Employees, as well as customers, will soon find out if the only interest of the enterprise owner is to make money and live in luxury, or if he intends to use his abilities for the benefit of others. The willingness of the enterprise owner to work even harder than his employees and to make personal sacrifices removes the greatest obstacle to achieve progress in production and to avoid losses caused by wage disputes and bargaining for the prices of product. Neither laws nor other means of coercion will bring about a higher entrepreneurial moral. Even the best social legislator may be sometimes more to the detriment than to the benefit of working people. Authorities might enact laws ordering entrepreneurs to be charitable, yet they cannot force people to become or to stay entrepreneurs, because even the worst ones of them are better than none. A higher level of entrepreneurial moral is the result of a better enterprising spirit. Tough competition takes care of the classification of entrepreneurs, and only the good ones survive. State or private monopolies, curtailing of free way of life or any kind of protection of small or large enterprises from domestic or foreign competition, inevitably leads to a lower production moral and interferes with progress in production.